Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wolfpack. We're here Thursday, the 23rd. Ez, what's going on? I guess he's not on. Well, anyway.
Hello.
Yeah, what up?
All right, cool. Yeah, y'all muted me, sons of bitches.
We didn't meet you. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay. I try to cut off the truth. No,
oh, man, chill out, bro. Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate you coming. Ez, once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
Joining us on the Wolfpack. Today's show will be the state of the Wolfpack. Just pretty much going to discuss some situations that's been going on, in our life and give you our point of view of it. Since Ez is the... since he is the guest, you know how we always do, guys. We're going to let him pretty much run the show today, and we'll just come in and let you know how we view things. Ev, what an honor, you know, to be doing the show with you, you know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, let us know what's been going on in your life, and have you, did anything different? Were you a different person, Just let us know what's going on, man.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things. I'm just trying to, build myself, get better. I'm still trying to learn Spanish. I'm actually getting pretty good. You know, it's hard to learn a language, but the main thing with that is just a consistency. So I'm still trying to, do that because that's really one of my goals. And it's important to set goals for yourself and, to stick to it because it keeps, you motivated and keeps you moving forward in life. So that's why, I decided to learn Spanish. And hopefully... once I master that, I can move on to French, and I'll be trilingual. And, and I'm trying to, go to school for IT tech and, just trying to, get a career. And, that's a whole other story because, trying to get loans for school is going to be hard for me because my parents make stupid money. I'm a rich kid, but I don't get shit from my parents, hence me being out on my own. So it's going to be difficult for me to find a way to pay for school, but, God gives his toughest battles to his bravest warriors, so I'm pretty sure I'll be fine.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely. I'm very proud of you, bro. You came a long way. I noticed, I've been knowing you since 2000, and, it has actually been crazy on the journey. What a journey you've been on. You know, dealing with your parents. You know, we had an episode about that on Wolfpack, about the Fraud family, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that.
Yeah, crazy shit.
So, you know, you said you were going to ICT set. What are you trying to do? You trying to do something with computers?
I'm trying to do electrical engineering, like, or like green energy engineering, but like the program is like it's a 21-month program, so it's for like, you know, an associate's degree. And basically they teach you how to, like, do maintenance on electrical machines, like electronics and stuff like that, how, like, the components work and, you know, different stuff like that. And they also, like, show you how to build certain stuff. And I'm just really – it's funny because I never thought I'd be going to ICT Tech. Like, I see all these commercials. I'm like, these are fucking losers. But it's funny how, like, life kind of, you know, turns everything around full circle. And because I never thought I'd be trying to get into ICT Tech. But, you know, and here I am trying to, you know, because you can't stay in the same place, you know, for a while. That was my problem. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so I was just like, well, I'm just going to stay here until I figure it out, but that's not the way to go. You at least need to try something.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to do. But, I mean, yeah, it's tough, though.
Well, that's good, man. You know, you just got to pray and keep moving forward. I know sometimes it's really tough. And, you know what I'm saying, with that being said, I'm actually thinking about going back to school. It's funny that we were talking about this, because I'm actually thinking about going back to school also.
Oh, really?
But go ahead and go to get into this law program that way, because you don't ever want to be in the same spot. And I feel like I've been in just the same spot the past 10 or 11. I've just been stagnant at the same spot, working these bullshit-ass, crash dummy jobs. That ain't, you know, taking me nowhere or not doing anything, work your butt off, and for what reason, you know what I'm saying? Just to get put in the back behind, you know what I'm saying? So, I encourage everybody, if anybody trying to go back to school, I suggest that that would be a good look for you guys to go back to school.
Yeah, it's never too late either.
You know?
It's never too late.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think it's a good thing for everybody to experience going to school, and just really it's about marketing yourself and being, you know, you want to get to a place where you can, you know, pretty much have your own business, because there's nothing like having your own stuff, and you know nobody can say you want to come to work, you don't have to deal with nobody's attitude or people hating on you, you know what I'm saying, or selling on you or trying to be safe 1 minute, you know what I'm saying, you meet somebody that's cool. And then you find out they're rats. They talk behind your back. You tell a joke. They laugh, but then they go tell their supervisor that you disrespected them. I'm like, how? He laughed at my joke. You know, so it's crazy how that stuff happens. And you know, I understand what's going on out here, man. And along with anything you want to add, anything happening.
I mean, my big thing is right now just people saying, doing what they say they're going to do, man, you know, and that's just been my biggest thing right now with all the situations that I've been dealing with. A lot of people have been flaking out and not really doing what they're going to say they're going to do, and that's why I've been just having my biggest issue. But, you know, as far as progression goes, you know, moving on up in the world, you know, definitely agree with Evs. You know, you can't be stagnant for too long, man. Otherwise, you get comfortable, and you know,
absolutely.
We should always be trying to progress. So, you know, we gotta come up with these ideas and shake things up, you know, to make situations work out for us. So,
absolutely. You know, and that's where I'm at with it. Evs, you were telling me something the other day. We haven't really caught up. Because I understand we've been too busy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I noticed you were going through some kind of situation with your car and stuff like that, with just pretty much about talk to us a little bit about what's been going on as far as your personal life. You made any new people in your life that trying to get you to do better, or you just kind of been on your solo, you know, Iron Man shit?
I'm on my solo, but that's just how I'm wired. I don't encourage people to do it on your own because, you know, that's no way to go through life, you know what I mean? It's always good to have, you know, companions and friends. Like, what's life without people, you know what I mean? I just do it on my own because I feel like there's less distractions when it's just me, you know what I mean? And that's, like, when I can really focus and do whatever it is I need to do. So, as far as, like, you know, you know, friends go, I try to, you know, I try to surround myself with people who are just like-minded, but at the same time, I like to surround myself with people who aren't like-minded, because I don't ever want to be that person that just hangs around with the flock, you know what I mean? Just hangs around with people that are just like them, because that's not, even like in that, that's not progression. That's being stagnant in like in just your life in general, you know what I mean? And what I mean by that is like basically if you hang around someone, you know, well, everyone that you hang around with is just like you, then what are you learning? Like, what are you, you know what I mean? Like, are you growing at all every day? Like, are you learning from this person? Are you guys like growing together? You know what I mean? So that's why I try to balance that. But at the same time, you still need that alone time, I feel like, to just figure out yourself and make sure that, you know, you're good and you're straight and you've got your goals set and you know, you're going wherever it is that you want to go. But, you know, so it's just all a balance, I guess.
Yeah, you guys, and that's pretty much what that's the whole dynamic of the Wolfpack is about, balance, guys. You got to have balance in today's society, because if you don't have balance, then you don't have anything. And, you know, without balance, you know, you have imbalanced stuff, you know, happening in your life or whatever the case might be. And, you know, it just gets really bad to a certain point. You don't want nobody to, you know, I understand about being a leader and having people follow, but I mean, the bottom line is not to try to be a follower. You know, go against the grain, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's why I'm so happy that you know you got back to, you know, you going back to school and stuff like that, and getting to where you need to get to. You know, I think that's a remarkable thing. You know, I'm even you know, I'm pretty sure Lone Wolf's gonna try to go back to school also. We were talking about that. And, you know, that's going to be actually a big thing, a big crossover happening with that, with those kind of situations going on. And it also proves, you know, since we all had difficult lives as far as, you know, with our upbringing, you know what I'm saying, not being able to, you know, talk about our problems like that, you know, because, you know, not knowing if we're going to get in trouble, or you can't really express how you feel about certain situations without, you know, your parents, your mom and dad getting upset at you for whatever reason, we don't know. You know, so it just goes to show you, you know, how strong you can be. And it just, you know, to be strong-minded like that is really cool, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have goals, you set them. And, you know, I'm with Lone Wolf on the other side of that. I'm with that, too. You know, I want people to say, to do, you know, what they're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, and to be who they say they're going to be, you know what I'm saying. If you say you're going to do something, do it. I mean, that's just part of being a human being, man. I mean, at the end of the day, all you have is your word, you know, and people just need to realize that that's what's going on, and that's what they need to do, you know. If you don't have that, then, I mean, what do you have, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything you guys want to add? I told myself I wasn't going to do that much talking. And now I find myself doing all the talking. Hello? Okay, guys, we're having some difficulty.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hold on. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm talking to me again.
What is going on?
I don't know what's going
on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard everything you said. But yeah, I totally agree. Like with that whole, you know, be who you say you are. Like, cause you know, Ray, you know, we've been friends for a while. I've always told you, like,
right.
I've always wanted to learn Spanish. You know what I mean? And so one day I was
right.
like watching football, which is soccer, and I was like, they were talking in Spanish. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna learn Spanish, like I said I was. So that's why, you know what I mean? I just want to do what the fuck I say that I'm gonna do.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's a good thing for you. For you to learn Spanish enough. Not too many people know language like that, man. To know another
exactly.
language. On top of that, you know what I'm saying? So to have that, to be doing that, I think that's remarkable, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so many doors can open, you know, when you're bilingual. I mean, money, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You can get the ladies. The ladies are going to be on you. Yeah, you know.
Mamacitas,
so,
señoritas.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, and it seems like that's what's going on right now as far as, you know, with even, you know, all the Hispanics that are coming from, you know, Mexico or whatever. You got to be able
yeah,
to talk
yeah.
to them. And, you know, they give you that option of number one or number two,
yeah.
you know, with learning, you know, learning Spanish. You know,
exactly,
it's going to be to where, you know, you're going to need to learn that in order to, you know, deal with what's going on. So, I agree. I'm all for learning a new language. Just pretty much being a better person and doing. You don't ever want to be doing the same thing over and over again, bro. It just gets tired.
Exactly.
And you know who wants to live a life like that?
And make sure when you're like this, like when you want to progress and do better for yourself, make sure you spread it to other people. Like share like with people, you know, what you're trying to do. Like, you know, some people, they're going to be like, oh, you're stupid, whatever. You're not going to ever do this. But don't listen to them. Just keep doing it. Because then eventually they'll try to do it too. Like, just for an example, with the whole Spanish thing, you know, Mike Lewis, you know, I told him I was trying to learn Spanish, and he, like, made fun of me or whatever. And, like, he saw that I was really serious, and I was doing my lessons every single day. He was like, are you even learning this shit? And I was like, yeah. He was like, read me something in Spanish or whatever. And I did it. And he was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, I'm really doing this shit. So he was like, dude, like, is there a way you can help me or whatever? So, like, I gave him the link to download this app that helps you learn Spanish every day. Like, it has lessons for you to do every single day. And, you know, now he's trying to do it. And then my other coworker was like, damn, that's pretty cool. Like, what's that app? You know what I mean? So it's just about spreading. Because if everyone, like, betters themselves and, like, you know, just goes for their goals, like, think of how much better the world would be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
'Cause you'd be that much more happy. So, I mean, make sure, like, when you – and like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And even like my boss, she recommended this book called The Alchemist. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's by Paul Coelho.
No,
it's a really, really good read. It's a really good read. It's called The Alchemist. You can get it at, you know, Barnes & Noble or what the fuck ever. But anyway, it's a pretty short book. It's not that long. But it's just about following like your personal legend, which is like your purpose in life, or like following what it is that you want to do, setting goals for yourself, basically what we've been talking about this whole time. And that's really what jump-started me to be like, you know what? They're right. Like, I need to fucking do this shit.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying, man. And, you know, I started getting depressed and stuff like that because I felt like I was doing the same thing. But I've already made up my mind that's what I want to do, man. And change for the better. You know what I'm saying? I got a son, so I gotta try to, you know, be an example in front of him and show him that, you know what I'm saying, you make your goals and try to achieve them, you'll be a lot more happier in life. You know, your life is not cluttered and you're not running around, you know, doing this and that and this and that. But moving on, guys, what's your thoughts on the Orlando shooting? How do y'all feel about that situation?
Go ahead, Chris. You go first
since you're the guest.
All right. The whole Orlando shooting, well, it's funny because when I got on Twitter and I saw it, you know, I saw a bunch of, like, jokes, tweets, and they were like, well, if they didn't go to the gay club, they wouldn't have got shot. You know what I mean? And you know, it was funny, but at the same time, it was fucked up. And it was just interesting to see, like, how people react to stuff like that. And the shooter, which is, I don't know if he's Iranian or Pakistani or whatever, but he's Middle Eastern, Muslim or whatever. And apparently there's some new information that came in that he was confused with the sexuality, so he was having sex with men and women. And apparently he was in this threesome with, like, two other guys in Florida, and he thought that he contracted HIV. And so to basically take revenge on gays or whatever, he shot up a nightclub. That's what, like, they're saying. I read that, like, 2 days ago. And, yeah, like, today, too. But yeah, so it was just crazy because at first when this happens, you're like, oh, he hates gays. But then it's like when you look deeper and more information comes out, it's like, oh, so he was gay.
He's just a punk with a vendetta, basically.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the media and Donald Trump will try to spin it off as all Muslims are bad,
exactly,
but it wasn't even religiously related. It was just based
off
of, he hated himself. He hated himself.
Precisely.
He hated his sexuality, and
so he took down someone that he could.
Other people, right? Yeah, you know, kind of similar to the whole at home situation. You know, that whole control shit once again.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not happy at work. I come home, taking it out on my kids. I'm yelling. I'm screaming. I'm raising hell. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
it has nothing to do with that person. It has everything to do with you. But you're just projecting it out on other people because you're a coward and you don't want to face reality and own up to whatever it is that you need to fix or, you know, come with your consequences or whatever. But, yeah, that whole thing is just interesting, especially the way, like you said, how the media is just spinning it around to this whole Islamic race thing and they need to be exterminated. And it's like, but that had nothing to do with anything. It just so happened that
it really
he was Muslim. I want to read that story because.
And one thing too is if he was in his country and they were to find that out, they would behead him. Just like that,
exactly.
It wouldn't even be a question. It wouldn't even
exactly.
be a question. He would be beheaded in the public.
Yeah. That's bad, guys. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I noticed that. You know, I noticed that it was an attack on Muslims, and it was an attack, you know, on something. You know, there's also been rumors about how it was fake. They did all stuff to try to take gun laws. And let me tell you something, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, if that's what's going on, Chris Brown called that shit out. You know, about that. You know, with that all Illuminati agenda that you guys are trying to take gun laws, but now what y'all doing is y'all plotting these little, you know, make believe stories to try to get people to you know, to take guns away. You know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly,
you know,
what the media is doing. They bait you with these stories, like, oh, this shooter, he's a Muslim and he shot up a gay club. They're so anti-American. And but it's like if you look at the whole story and all the details that are coming out, it's like, oh, this guy, this Mexican guy from Florida came out and said, yeah, we fucked around or whatever, and we had a threesome, and apparently he thought he got HIV from one of us, and so he got mad and shot up a club. It's like, oh, okay, that makes more fucking sense. But here you got the media trying to, like, turn everybody against each other.
Yeah, and it's going to show you how fucked up society is, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's the same thing with that situation. And then what do y'all think is going to happen when Trump becomes president? Do you think it'll be a whole lot of loot? It's going to be worse than the rotten back than the, you know, the early 90s when 91 and 90, from 90 to 93 in Los Angeles when they had that race war. When Rodney King got beat by the police officers, y'all think it's going to be the same kind of consequences that's going to happen when Trump becomes president, or what do y'all think?
I don't think
Trump's
going to be president. I think they're just running him just so they can get Hillary in office, because he's not going to get in there, man. Like too many world leaders would be, you know, they're already taking the situation as a joke. You know, the America doesn't want to look more as a joke if he's
elected.
Yeah,
America is a business. Let's be real. Yeah, America, we're a business.
Yeah,
we got a lot of ties with different countries. We can't afford to have someone like that that's just so rash and just irrational about everything to, like, make decisions. Like, no. And we're already, like, in debt with China and shit. No, we don't have time for that. So I think
we really don't
want to
be
president.
And we already had bad terms with Russia and Putin, and, you know, that would just make things even more flagrant. So,
we don't need all that attention.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I don't know, man. I mean, I think that I hope Trump becomes president. You know, I hope that if they get Hillary, I mean, my main thing with both of those situations is, you know what I'm saying, you know, you know, everybody's talking a little bit about, you know, I'm looking at all these Facebook stuff and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, all these Facebook timelines about Hillary and they coming out with, you know, dirt on Hillary and stuff like that. But, man, everybody, all the politicians have dirt on them.
Yeah, for real.
You know, all of them had dirt on them, you know what I'm saying? They still criticized Bill Clinton for the stuff that he was doing. But, I mean, he was a good president. Besides the smoking weed and the sleeping with Monica Lewinsky, I mean, you know, he did what we did.
But he's human, though, so, I mean, that's why I don't even think there's nothing wrong with that. He's human at the end of the day. He's not going to be perfect.
Exactly.
So get that shit out your
exactly.
head.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the issue. We want this perfect person that ain't got no dirt on them.
Exactly.
I mean,
that doesn't,
you know,
exist.
Can you trust somebody with dirt on them?
Yeah, because, you know, you got dirt on them.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's stupid if you ask me. It's dumb, man. You know. But I don't know, man. You know, with the whole Orlando thing, I think they're moving closer to what they're trying to do. As far as, you know, trying to get these people to, you know, not have, you know, guns and you know, not do all this other stuff just to, you know, for their own agenda or whatever, man, to fit their agenda, and it's just really bad if you ask me, man. And I just think that, you know, the world is a horrible place to be, man. You know, as far as
I disagree.
I mean, I just think that the way things are going, it's not good. It's not good news, man. You know,
I think it's the opposite, and I'll tell you why. Because when Trump, like, finally was like, oh, I'm going to run for president, and he said all this racist shit and all this other, you know, outlandish stuff, and people agreed with it, it showed people who they really are.
Right.
So now there's no more hiding. Now you know who's a racist. Now you know who's a homophobe. Now you know who's blah, blah, blah. Everyone, like, there's the curtains are pulled back now. There's nowhere to hide. We know who you are now. So I think it's better to have clarity than to have snakes waiting in the grass. You see what I'm saying? Because now I can see where they are. And now I know that I have to do X, Y, and Z to exterminate that or to dodge that. All right? You see what I'm saying? Now I know
I mean,
what
yeah,
I'm doing.
I said. Right,
so
right,
I feel like
right.
It's better because everything's out in the open now. So it's like, okay, now we can rebuild. Now we can, you know what I mean, make this better. Because now I know who you say you are, and you're, you know, you're lying the entire time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I just, I really do think that, you know, it's going to be doom. I still think it's going to be doom, man. Even though, I mean,
well,
when you're aware
of
what you're
saying.
Yeah,
I was gonna say for the state of our people, it's not looking good, man. It's not looking good at all, man. And I mean, like, there are more college graduates, but how many jobs are out there? You know, and I mean, people are in student loan debt, and Obama has done nothing about that. And it's almost becoming a thing of where you go to school to become enslaved to the system. You know what I'm saying? And you spend your whole time paying them off, you know, like you bought a car from them or something, you know. But I get it, you got to invest in yourself in your education, but I feel like America should follow a lot of the other models that countries have where they give you the free health care and the free education. You know, a lot of people are considering moving to Canada because of that, you know. And I mean, but man, for what I see for us, you know, everybody can't be a rapper and an NBA player, and I'm gonna leave it at that, man.
Yeah, for real, that's true.
I mean, I understand too, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be a rapper and an NBA player. I agree 100%. There's got to be some other things that you know, find out what you're good at or what you love. But
the trap, the trap is just trapping niggas, man. And niggas is falling deeper in the hole with that trap mentality, man. You say you a trapper, and that's exactly what you're doing. You getting trapped.
Right.
That's why you need to educate yourself, better yourself. Get enlightened,
yep.
So you can step around the trap and go wherever the fuck you want to go.
Exactly, and that's why I agree with you on that. I agree. I think that you know they gotta you know and that's just part of knowledge is very power. You know what I'm saying, man? Boy, you be watching too much Rita Rayball. You remember that show Rita Rayball, dog? They talked about that again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the thing. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Ed. You know, the knowledge is power. These guys got to get figure out what's going on, what's really real out here, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. It's getting bad out here. You know?
Yeah, they can take your arm from you. They can take your legs. They can take your eyes. But they can't take your fucking mind. Like, you have that forever. Like, you can use that. That's probably the most powerful. The pen, wait, what was it? No, the pen's mightier than the sword. Well, basically, your mind is, like, the best thing you got. So you might as well make that shit, like, invincible or as strong as you can or whatever.
Right.
Because, I mean, that shit is – it's limitless, bro. Like, knowledge is infinite. Like, you should never stop learning. You should never stop learning new shit. Like, you – and if you feel like – because I feel – sometimes I feel so fucking dumb with myself because I learned something new and I feel like a child. But that's good because now I know something that I didn't know yesterday. You see what I'm saying? So you should always be a student and learning and growing and getting better and better and better. Because then, otherwise, you're just going to stay stagnant, which is what we've been talking about this whole time. And you're going to fall in the fucking trap, like Chris just said, because you're not bettering yourself. Excuse me. So, yeah.
Absolutely, guys. And, you know, and that's pretty much what this episode is about, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about trying to better yourself. Figuring out where we are at current events, figuring out, you know, you got to see what's going on out here. So, what, I mean, you can see that stuff is not, you know, if things are not happening the way you want it to happen, pray, move on, you know what I'm saying, or try a different approach. Maybe God's trying to tell you that this is, you know, I already have
exactly
what I'm going to do, you know, I already know what I'm going to do for you, you know, you don't need to worry, you know what I'm saying? And all I want you to do is pray. That's it. That's all I want you to do.
And do what makes you happy.
Until we forget that, exactly. Do what makes you happy. That's the key. That's the key. You know what I'm saying?
Major
and,
key.
You know, exactly. And you know, that's the key, ladies and gentlemen, is to figure out what makes you happy and stick with that. Do whatever.
Follow it.
You know what I'm saying? You follow it. Follow through what you say you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I noticed a lot of you know, people want to watch and see what everybody else is doing in order for them to make their move. And you know, you should already have what you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple, guys. You know, if you don't have no kind of, you know what I'm saying, direction, and if you're not about progress, then what are you about? Exactly.
And sometimes you gotta leave some people behind too. Don't
Don't be afraid to leave people behind. I had to do that. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that. And don't be afraid to not mess with nobody if they're not about progress, too. If they're not about progress,
I struggle
you know
with
what
that,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, leave them alone, you know?
Yep.
You know? And surround yourself with A-plus players. A-plus players, get in the ring with other A-plus players. I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys that, man.
Marvel gang.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything else that you guys want to add, you know, please feel free. Anything you guys want to share with the Wolf Nation, that would be a good time to do that.
Read The Alchemist, man. That's what I want to share. It's a really good book. Give it a chance. You know, don't be lazy. I know some people listen like, what the fuck do I look like reading? You look like someone who wants to better themselves and be an intelligent person instead of sitting on your ass watching fucking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta on Mondays. You know what I mean? So pick up the
album. That's exactly what's going on with the generation. They entertained with that Love and Hip Hop shit. Like,
exactly.
They love that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, I can't read, or I don't have time to read. Like, man, you got time to read, bro.
Yeah. You got time to watch these bullshit reality shows. You have time to read. And don't be afraid to read. Like, what's so bad with reading? Like, it's fundamental. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's good
exactly.
for you.
It is good for you.
So pick up The Alchemist.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I'm still on the books that I've read so far. I'm still on The Lord of the Rings and the what's called The Hobbit. I'm still reading those books. And don't
be
afraid,
you don't have
guys.
To read, like, profound books, too. You can read any book you want. Just read a book. Like, it doesn't have to be something, like, enlightening or whatever. Just find some shit that you're into. Like Ray just said, he's into the Lord of the Rings shit, and so he's reading a book about it. Like, that's perfect.
Find something that you're entertained by. And another thing that I'm entertained by is comic books. And guys, it's all about reading and learning new stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't go nowhere with that microwave mentality. You never get nowhere. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I like my stuff in the stove. I don't want to put my shit in the microwave. It's just nasty. So, you know, seriously, you got to have that kind of mindset, man. You know what I'm saying? That microwave mentality can only get you so far, you know?
Rome wasn't
you know,
the day.
A lot of that going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And some of you guys really need direction. Some of you guys just need to figure out what's really going on, what's more important to you guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't just look for somebody just to try to follow them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get your own knowledge up. Figure out what's more important and stick with it.
Followers are going to follow. Just do your thing.
Yeah. We just got too many followers now, this generation is, man. And, you know, it's just getting really, really bad. You know? I blame you know, our parents for trying to, you know, have that try to call itself beefing with your parents.
Try to control
you know,
us.
You got, you know, with the control stuff, man. Like, how many times you guys gonna control, man? You know.
And that's why we got a bunch of followers, because they're so used to being controlled.
Exactly, and being told what to do, and you know,
mm-hmm.
you guys are not understanding what's really going on. Like, it's stupid to me, man. I never did get that. I never could get that. So, you know, guys, that's y'all homework, man. Y'all go ahead and, you know, try to figure out what's really on your mind and what's really going on, and then you'll be able to succeed, you know, in life, you know. And, Ez, I just want to thank you very much for coming on the show again.
Thank
you
for having me once again.
Tune in, guys. New show time Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I noticed the NBA draft is today, so that's another reason why we did the show early, because we knew that with the draft that you guys are going to be tuned in on ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight for the draft, watching you guys' team happening. So we'll be back on Tuesday to give you guys a follow up on what's going on with the NBA draft. So you guys keep it locked here, and we will. If there's anything else, CF, leave this out. Ez, once again, thank you very much for coming on the show, and you know, CF, and nothing else. We out of here, man.
Survey says
NWO. Later, ladies and gentlemen.